Wives and husbands.
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of their lives. 1 Peter 3:1-2.
Many wives seem to be against submission to their husbands. I am not. It is a beautiful thing. Wife, I bless you to realize that you are being submissive for your husband's sake. May you realize what an honor it would be to you if you could win your husband over without words by your behavior of purity and reverence.
Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. 1 Peter 3:3-4.
Wife, I bless you to believe that you too can acquire the inner beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. But you need to do what is right. Put your hope in God and not give way to fear.
For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. 1 Peter 3:5-6.
Husband, I bless you to be considerate as you live with your wife. Acknowledge that she's the weaker partner. Treat her with respect, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Know that your wife is an heir with you of the gracious gift of life in Christ Jesus.
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. 1 Peter 3:7.
I bless you.